the games, you follow the team, you wear the colors with pride, and you have questions, and only one man can answer them. Get the answers to the tough questions.
Coming up Friday, the Emory Spartans will look for their third consecutive victory. Looking to start 3-0 in Region 12 play. They return home to take on the South Sevier Rams, who are currently 0-2 in division play. It's an opportunity for Emory, fresh off a 56-0 win over the Carbon Dinos. We're going to talk about that contest and more right now with our next guest, head coach John Formalo of the Emory Spartan football team. Coach, a pleasure as always. Thank you.
Hey, no problem, Jordan. Appreciate you having me on.
Definitely, Coach. You and I got to talk following the game on Friday night. I think that's a good place to start. 56-0 win over Carbon High School. And, Coach, one of the things I'm most impressed about is really just looking at the development over the last couple of seasons because, well, the last 2 years, the Carbon-Emory game had been very competitive. It had come down to the wire. And this last Friday, that was not the case. The kids came out early. 80-yard, very efficient drive. I mean, a pick six. First quarter just went beautifully if you're an Emory fan. And so, I mean, ultimately, when you look at the progression over the last 2 years, that's the biggest takeaway for me looking at this rivalry game.
Yeah, no, I mean, I felt like our kids were focused. And, again, the biggest thing is we took care of the ball. We created turnovers. And, offensively, we have a potential to be pretty good. We had in the past as well, but I felt like we just executed, as well as we could on both sides of the ball to be able to, make the score end up how it ended. But, I just feel like the kids played well, and, that's kind of how it ended up. And, we have that potential, and so our kids just got to recognize that. And if we show up like that every week, I think it gives us a chance to win.
Yeah, there's no question about it, Coach. You and I talked about Riker and the performance that he had and really just how comfortable he looked this last Friday. We don't really need to go down that road once again, but Coach, if you take a look at some of the other offensive, maybe not even weapons, but I mean, we can look at the offensive line. I mean, it was total domination throughout this entire game. A lot easier for a kid like Riker to either make a move with his feet or make a throw with his arm when he's got a clean pocket. And I mean, if you were to break things down, I'm going to say he had a clean pocket about 80% of the time he dropped back to throw.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's honestly been a big part of his success is, when he's not pressured, when offensive line has done their job and protected him, you give him time, he'll find the kids that he needs to. And so, credit to our offensive line. I think all year they've done a good job of protecting him. And they say when they haven't, he's got that athleticism to be able to use his legs, to be able to create some things. And so, they say I felt like we did well that way.
Defensively, in a game like this, Coach, you had two quarterbacks on the opposing team that were somewhat green, and it looked like this experienced defense really took advantage of it. I mean, be it the front seven in general really had a fantastic game, front eight, if you really want to break it down into the second half. And so when you look at what this team was able to accomplish defensively, you go back and you look at the video, what stood out to you?
Like I say, it's that front seven. I thought Canterbury in the nose, Braden Howard came in, and Parker Bagman, our ends, played well, and linebackers did a good job. I say they had the majority of our tackles. One of my safeties and corners don't have very many tackles. That speaks a lot to my front seven doing their job and, making sure they're not getting into the secondary or putting pressure on the quarterback to not allow them to throw the ball well. And so, I was just really impressed that way as I watched the film again, that our front seven, did a great job getting off the ball and controlling the line of scrimmage.
It's easy to really get maybe overhyped and over-pursue or miss an assignment to try to make a big play in a game of this magnitude with this type of excitement. Boy, these kids look poised, Coach. They look poised throughout the entire afternoon, the entire evening.
That was the thing we talked about. Really, I'm not asking these kids to be superheroes. I'm just asking them to learn their assignment, do their assignment. And if they do that, when everybody trusts the player to the left and the right of them, things will take care of themselves. And I felt like that's what we did. We didn't feel like we needed to do more than we needed to, each individual player. And as a whole, I thought the team overall played well.
Is it hard to get the kids to refocus following a big win like that over a rivalry opponent, Coach? Or has it been pretty seamless so far this week in practice?
I think it is. I mean, it is tough to get the kids refocused, but I think they've always had the goal in mind is, we're looking at a possible region championship. And so kids have that in the back of their mind, and they understand, hey, the next one's the most important one. And so South Sevier, I think, is, you know, one of those could be easily a trap game for the fact that, you know, you look at their record, but I watch them on tape, and they're a pretty physical team. And, you know, they just with a few mistakes here and there, I think, you know, they've probably been their own worst enemy to a degree for the fact that, you know, they played some good teams. But, you know, they're a really good team. And so I hope my kids aren't looking past them.
Again, Coach John Famala with the Emory Spartans, our guest right now. Coach, we'll talk about South Sevier. First off, it is at home. It's a place where this team has yet to lose so far this year. You and I talked about the difference between home and away. I mean, three wins at home, three losses away. Obviously, that changes with the victory over Carbon. But in a game like this that could present some problems in the quote-unquote trap game, it's always nice to play at home, knowing that you have a team like this coming into town.
Yeah, you know, I think our kids have enjoyed playing at home. Crowds have been good, even with the COVID stuff happening. I think we've had good turnouts, and so, you know, there's familiarity, there's comfort there being at home, and so, you know, I think our kids enjoy it. And so I think it's one of those games, like you say, it could be a trap game, but I think our kids are amped and ready to go, and hopefully, you know, we've prepared them as coaches to be able to be focused and do their assignments, and, you know, hopefully things will take care of themselves.
In the game Friday for South Sevier against Richfield, I think a lot of people, including the media members that I talked to, had this idea that it was a three-pony race in Region 12, right? It's Emory, it's Richfield, it's San Juan. South Sevier, Grand, and Carbon, I mean, these are three teams that haven't tasted success in a region yet. Then you look at the score at the end of the first quarter in South Sevier's game against Richfield, it's 6-0 Rams. It's 7-6 Richfield at halftime. Richfield pulls away with a 14-point third quarter, but then South Sevier answers back with 14 of their own in the fourth. So this South Sevier team, they managed to hang with a pretty good Richfield squad. And Coach, just looking at the box score, I haven't had time to sit down and watch video yet. They managed to score on big plays.
Yeah, that's the thing. They have some explosive players in the backfield. And, you know, I watched the Richfield film, and, you know, what impressed me about them is, you know, they're really a ball control team. They'll throw the ball a little bit, but, again, they have some kids. They'll just continue to grind and pound at you. And, you know, at some point, if you make a mistake, and that's what happened on Richfield, a little bit of a reverse, kid got sucked inside, and, you know, it was a 59-yard touchdown run. And so, you know, they have that big play capability on the ground. And so for us, the biggest key is we got to control that run and that line of scrimmage and, you know, hopefully give them the throw a little bit more. So I feel that plays a little bit to our strength. But, you know, they're a good team. I mean, 7-6 at half against a good Richfield team. You know, they controlled the ball most of the first half, and they were able to create a couple turnovers. And so with that, you know, that makes it tough. No matter who you play, if you turn over the ball and you allow them to get first downs, you know, that's the biggest key for us is we got to get them off the field and try to get three and outs and keep our offense and keep them off the field.
Coach, early on in the season, there were a couple of instances where the Emory defense did give up big plays. That hasn't been the case over the last couple of weeks. And I know when talking to you after those games or leading up to the next contest, it's always just been about assignment football. Well, I know where you put such an emphasis on the defensive end, you've got to be happy with the lack of big plays that this team has given up.
Yeah, you know, that's always been our Achilles heel. We'll be really good. And then, you know, it could be a third and long, and for some reason we give up a big play, or right before half we give up a score. And so, you know, I've been happy with the defense and settling in and being able to get stops and getting some three and outs and getting the ball back to our offense. You know, that's the biggest key. We want to end every possession with a kick. And, you know, like I say, even if it's a field goal, I'd rather field goal than you know, them scoring touchdowns. And so I think our defense has been really phenomenal that way in settling in and being able to, you know, get us off the field and get our offense back on the field.
You talk about ending drives with a kick, and Coach, I have to mention this because the special teams has gotten better and better each week. Colton Curtis was 8 for 8 on PATs in this contest against Carbon this past Friday. I didn't ask you about this postgame, but boy, I mean, that's phenomenal production.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a sophomore kid that stepped in, and, you know, he's getting more confidence with each game. And again, 8 kicks, 8 for 8, you know, I thought he did a great job stepping in and just, you know, pounding through the uprights and doing his job. And so, you know, I think moving forward, you know, he's just can hopefully continue to have a little bit of confidence in that. And, you know, if we have to stretch it back a little bit further, I think, you know, I have the confidence that he'll be able to do that for us.
Yeah, I think sometimes we overlook point afters, but there have been games that have been won and lost by missing or making a point after. And you look 8 for 8. I mean, that's a whole possession of a game right there. It's a big deal.
Yeah, no, I played a big part in football. Like, the special teams is a big aspect, and if you can win that, then, you know, that phase of the ball game just gives you another chance to win.
Coach, we haven't talked much about Region 12, but as we get down now to the final 3 weeks of the regular season, first off, it's a blessing that we've made it to this point. We didn't know if that was going to be possible at the beginning of the season, but here we are, you know, in the middle of region play now. This will put us over the hump. We'll be on the back half as soon as Friday night's game's over. When you look at the way things are developing, any surprises to you at all?
I guess just the health that we have, honestly. I mean, we've been bitten so many times in the past with kids getting banged up, and not that we haven't had kids get banged up, but, you know, that's probably my biggest surprise, is that we haven't had anything really major that way, and I'm happy for the fact that, you know, I've got, you know, it's nice to be able to have your guns going into a game versus a lot of games in the past where we haven't had that. And so that's probably been the biggest surprise, that our kids have been healthy. And I think that attributed a lot to the summer workouts and, you know, these kids getting in the weight room on a daily basis and working with Ferd and that. And so, you know, I'm happy about that.
That, and of course, we're playing the majority of seniors and juniors on varsity. That makes a big difference as well, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, again, we've talked about this in the past. I mean, it's just the difference between a sophomore and a senior is a big difference. And so our kids are starting to see that as now they're seniors now. Of, you know, I talked to a lot of these kids. They just say it's nice to be able to give it out rather than take it. So I think it's just with the maturity of a kid and his growth, and, you know, it's a big difference.
Coach, we'll end with this. As far as keys to victory against South Sevier, does anything stand out to you now that you've had time to kind of dissect things?
Like I said, the biggest key for us is we got to stop that run. Again, they got a lot of misdirection, wing tee type stuff, similar to a JUAB, again, where you get a lot of movement and they're going a little, you know, the opposite way. And so the kids got to be really disciplined on their assignments. And so if we can stop the run and get them in some obvious pass situations, I think that'll help us. So for us, we just got to make sure we can't allow them to take a lot of clock and grind out, similar to what the game plan they had against Richfield. So sooner we can get them off the field and get the ball in our possession and hopefully control the ball, mostly the majority of the halves, then I think we'll be just fine.
Coach, it's always a pleasure to get you on and talk about the team. Thank you so much, and best of luck this Friday against South Sevier, and we'll see you at the game.
Hey, thanks, Jordan. Appreciate everything you do for these kids.
Again, Coach John Fumalo taking out the time to join us here on Drive Time Sports. Do not forget Emory, South Sevier, coming up this Friday. Live coverage will begin at 6:30. Kickoff will follow shortly after at 7. We're going to break for just a moment. When we return, we'll talk more Major League Baseball. I can't get enough of it. Games all day long. We'll also preview Game 1 of the NBA Finals tonight between the Lakers and the Heat. It's straight ahead right here on Drive Time Sports.